A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech. Now, it does have a few more points here. There are 6 points, in fact, that Paul relates to Timothy that he is to set an example by. And we've looked at the first point, the reason why Paul says to Timothy, let no one despise you for your youth, was that Paul has just told Timothy that he is to teach absolute truth because there is a lot of error which was going around at that time already. And so in verse 11 he tells Timothy, command and teach these things. And then it's as if though Paul is reminded of the fact that Timothy is young. And if he is to command and teach these things of absolute truth, then he must command respect. Paul was not telling Timothy to go around saying, don't despise me for my youth. No, he was saying, live a lifestyle that is so Christ-like that no one would despise you for your youth. But this is appropriate for all of us who are true believers. We are to set the believers an example in speech. Notice that he is not saying set the heathen an example, set the world an example, although that has its correct place. But in this instance, Paul is speaking about the church, and he is saying here, set them an example in speech, so that when they hear the words from your mouth, consistently, not just erratically, but all the time, they will have respect, deep respect, and they will listen to what you say. Akusizukuthi ukhulume nje kanti babona izithelo empilweni yakho ukuthi hey, lezi zinto azimfanele okholwayo. And so in this first point, there are 6 of them, but in this first one he says, set the example in speech. In Proverbs, it speaks about the appropriate word at the right time being like apples of gold and silver. In the New Testament, Paul also says, let your speech be seasoned with grace. And so, if we have his grace in our lives, in our words, in our mouth, and on our tongue, then we are truly setting an example in speech.